Harvard Memorial Hall, erected in honor of Harvard graduates who fought for the Union in the American Civil War, is an imposing building with high Victorian Gothic style on Harvard campus. Following the Civil War, a group of Harvard alumni petitioned the college to let them raise funds for a memorial to those Harvard graduates who fought for the Union cause. Their petition was sanctioned. The new committee of 50 alumni suggested that the proposed memorial take the form of a building, one that would not only testify to the heroism of those who fell, but also meet the college's urgent and practical needs for a theater and a gathering space for alumni. The committee proposed a hall of alumni in which students might be inspired by the pictured and sculptured presence of her founders, benefactors, faculty, presidents, and most distinguished alumni. The vision was a compelling one. Between 1865 and 1868, members of the committee collected a staggering $370,000, a sum equal to 1/12 of the endowment of the university. At the same time, Charles Sanders, who was a member of the class of 1802, had bequeathed to the college $40,000 for the purpose of erecting a hall or theater to be used on commencement days, class days, exhibition days, days of the meetings of the Society of Alumni, or any other public occasion connected with the college. The two projects were thus joined. In December of 1865, the committee invited several prominent architects, all Harvard alumni, to submit designs in competition. The design of William Robert Ware, class of 1852, and Henry Van Brunt, class of 1854, was selected. The building received its formal name, Memorial Hall, in September of 1870. A month later, its cornerstone was laid. From conception to cornerstone, it only cost 5 years. In 1874, less than 4 years' time, the hall and the transept were dedicated for use. Sanders Theater was substantially completed in the spring of 1875, but not used until commencement exercises in the spring of 1876. The tower was completed in 1877. In 1878, the memorial finally culminated with the official turnover of the building to the university in accepting Memorial Hall on behalf of the university from the Memorial Hall Building Committee. President Eliot said, "The most valuable gift the university has ever received with respect alike to cost, daily usefulness, and significance."